Pretoria up to 30 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 29, Emalahleni all the way to 28 degrees. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has called on the party's national chairperson, Gwede Mantashe, to clarify his remarks on youth unemployment. Mantashe has come under fire after he said unemployed people should stop basking in the sun and start applying for opportunities that the ANC government has created.
It's a serious matter. Comrade Gwede, if he was not properly quoted, he must get to the media in the coming week and clarify himself.
Mbalula was speaking at the ANC Youth Lead Peter Mokaba Memorial Lecture in Mogwase near Rustenburg a bit earlier. But just earlier this week, political analyst Oscar van Heerden said Mantashe's comments were not entirely wrong. He says it's more about how he delivered it.
One of the things that I see people are not mentioning is the fact that job creation is actually not a government mandate. The private sector is supposed to create jobs.
Now, this cloud around Mantashe happened last week during remarks when he had an interview with the SABC. In other news, Elon Musk's Grok AI is still receiving criticism for allowing users to generate sexualized deepfake images of women and minors on X. Now, although the service has now been limited to paying customers for tracking, the measure is being criticized too. But back home, digital law expert Emma Sadler says although there are laws to protect social media users, many police officials remain unaware of the legal frameworks governing artificial intelligence.
Urgent training is required and greater assistance when it comes to law enforcement's investigations and for them to actually enforce the law enforcement hotlines that they should have with the big tech companies.
Let's wrap up some of the day's other headlines. The 47-year-old suspect accused of abducting 12 men who were previously thought to be teenagers has been identified as Ethiopian national Mantisnat Erisado. He appeared in the Boysons Magistrates Court today, where the case was postponed until the 12th of January. He was arrested after authorities were alerted of a group of Ethiopian nationals walking the streets of Mombatan while only partially clothed. And Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube released the interim findings and recommendations of the National Investigating Task Team that was into the 2025 National Senior Certificate Examinations paper leak. She said the department has referred the matter to the police for criminal investigations after identifying the source of the leak.
The NITT is still verifying whether the second official was involved. Importantly, the forensic work is still ongoing to confirm exactly how and from which computer the papers were taken.
And finally, Brent Bazile III has been sworn in as America's ambassador designate to South Africa. The U.S. Embassy said on X it looks forward to working with South Africa under his leadership. Now, he will formally assume his duties following the presentation of his credentials to the government of South Africa. That's today's big stories. The rest are on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. That's it from myself and the team. Have a good evening.
Hello, Marlene.
Welcome back to your
Welcome
normal show.
Yes, you know how good it feels to finally be sitting in my own seat for a change.
I love coming in here on a Friday and seeing your face.
And you came with a new liner. You have me excited for that.
I know, yes.
In hype mode.
Yes,
quick one on your Grok story. You know, the whole generating images, etc. I saw an interesting thread yesterday. I'm not going to name names because I might get it wrong. But it was one of our female South African influencers, okay? And she's obviously sick and tired of people asking Grok to, like, you know, put her in a bikini, etc. So she actually just messaged Grok and tagged Grok and said that I no longer give you permission to do this, and this. And Grok has been listening. People have been testing Grok all day, and he now
really?
Just responds by saying, the person in this picture has informed me personally that I'm no longer allowed to.
You cannot do this.
So if you're
I
very
like
stressed,
that.
Guys, just drop a tweet and tag Grok and tell him he's not allowed to use your pictures.
Imagine. I haven't seen that, but I love it. I love
I'll
it.
Send
it's
you
such
the
a
thread.
Big problem.
Anyway, welcome to it. Thanks so much to Rob Forbes in The Drive with Rob and Roz. It's just gone past 7 p.m. on a Friday night, which can only mean it's time to party, you know.